All right, well. Hey, Bob Oxacia, it's Bob.
Hey, everybody, it's Miles.
Oh, my gosh.
Welcome to Static.
Welcome to Static. So, how you doing, Miles? You doing well?
Pretty good. Doing pretty good. How about you?
I'm all right.
Yeah, what's wrong?
I'm feeling old, Miles.
Why are you feeling old?
Well, I'll tell you. My wife, the other night, she said, let's go out to get something to eat. And I said, of course, sure, you know. My favorite pastime, going out to eat. So she wanted to go to the Steak and the Shake. I'm like, sure, we'll go to Steak and Shake, right?
Oh, I thought you said the Steak and the Shake.
Well, that's what I say. It's just being silly, you know.
Oh, you like to say it with, like, your Italian voice. You like to do, hey, let's go to
the Steak and the Shake. Oh, yeah.
Everyone laughs. Oh, Dad, you're so funny. Oh.
Yeah, no, Steak and Shake. So we head on over to Steak and Shake, and we get there, and we sit down, and I'm kind of looking around, and
mm-hmm.
I'm like, we're the youngest people in here.
I'm on down to Steak and Shake.
There's all these old couples and, like, you know, sets of four and all this kind. And then, like, there's some with just three people, you know. It's like somebody's died and they're just left.
This is the wake. We're having the after the funeral thing.
Yeah, it was like there was nobody. I mean, other than the people working who was younger than we were at the Steak and Shake. And I'm thinking,
they're taking bets on who's the worst tipper, the young family or the old family.
Yeah, no kidding. So I'm like, this is a little unnerving, to be honest with you. I was like, this is weird.
Yeah.
A little unnerving for me. And I was, and then, like, all of the waiters and waitresses are all, like, college-aged kids.
No, you like that.
And we get this guy, and
J. Mr. Rush.
Yeah, exactly. Well, he was almost. He was almost.
Monroe, you idiot.
Monroe, give me my food. Where's my Steak and Shake?
No one will know what the hell we're referencing.
Yeah, I know. That's our Cosmic Cow has to have his shake. So then it was funny because he's a real young guy, but he was always so happy. Hey, how you doing tonight? It's fantastic. It's great. So what are we going to have? We're going to have a shake. We have a steak. And he was all so happy and everything. But the funny thing was then he took our order, but he always stood, like we sat at like this table for four.
Yeah.
And my wife and I sat across from each other, not diagonally, but like directly across from each other.
Yes.
And he would always stand on the far side, furthest away from us.
Yeah.
But he was super friendly. And so then we would make our order and everything. We're like, well, that's, you know, nothing to think about it right then. You know what I mean? I'm just mentioning it, but it comes up later here in the story. And so he goes, and then I notice we're the youngest people in the Steak and Shake. And he starts bringing back our food. And he's way over on the other side of the table. And it's like he hands us our food, right? Normally they come around and they put it right in front of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a waiter, right?
Right.
Well, no, he's on the far side of the foretop there.
Yeah.
And he's handing the food over the condiments.
Yeah.
And we're having to take it and set it down ourselves.
Right.
And we get all of our stuff, you know, and he goes away. And my wife's like, was he standing really far away from us? I'm like, yeah, it was like he was giving food to animals. Because he didn't want to get his fingers bit, you know what I mean?
There you go, lion.
Yeah, it was like so bizarre. He would not come close to us.
Like I said, he wasn't hanging out with your daughter. Was he like some perv, was he? Like,
no, I don't think so. My daughter wasn't there. Nobody was there, so just us. And no, it was bizarre. Huh?
Oh, you and your... Oh, okay, I thought it was all four of you.
No, it was just me and my wife.
Oh, my... Okay, now that makes sense. I'm like, oh, okay.
That's why I said it was just me and... early on, I said my wife and I went out to dinner, so...
I'm very tired tonight, Bob. I'm sorry, I did not...
Oh, okay, well, and we were the youngest people there.
Yes, I got... Okay, asshole, I got that part. All right.
Maybe you're having a little Alzheimer's moment here. I don't know, so...
I just did a lot of work today, so fuck you, man.
Oh, a lot of work. What does that mean?
Just
I knocked all the shit off the shoes in the backyard.
That'd be a lot.
Yeah, wow. That'd be a lot of work because I've got like the 15 years worth of shoes out there.
At least.
He would hand us our food over the condiment stand or whatever you want to call it.
Eddie Deason?
No, it wasn't Eddie Deason. He was actually a good-looking kid. He was very, like, overly nice. And, and it was just kind of weird. And then we get done eating, and I'm like, I feel like we've just been served by Ted Bundy. Because he was this good-looking, nice guy, but he was so weird.
How are you?
Yeah. Oh, hey, you know. Fantastic. You want anything else? Want some to-go cups for your drinks? No.
Was it Crispin Glover, maybe?
A little Crispin Glover-ish, but not totally. Not like the guy at the pharmacy. That guy like looked like Crispin Glover and acted like him. This guy was more kind of a Bundy Glover mixture. we're getting finished up and everything, and and my wife's like, she always eats really fast. You know, my wife is very fast and, you know, always moving me along because I'm kind of just, you know, in my own world half the time. And she's always got to keep me moving. And so she's like, I'm gonna get up and go pay. And I'm like, that's fine. I said, I'm about done. I'm going to hang back here. And I'm looking up at the counter and there's this older lady. I mean, she's probably in her mid-70s or something. I don't know. A larger lady. You know, she's...
Tell them large birch sitting, yeah?
She was built, you know, she's built like a... She's built to last, we'll put it that way.
If you don't know 80s TVs and movie shows, basically you're going to be lost in this episode.
Yeah, probably. And so... I'm looking up there, and I'm telling my wife, I'm like, I think I'll just wait here. And she turns around, and she sees what I see, which this lady has either wet her pants, shit her pants like a runny shit, or sat in water so precisely that it looks like she shit or wet her pants. She's got like these like limeish green pants on with this big wet spot, you know, in the back. And I'm like, I'm just gonna wait back. And my wife turns around, she's like, I think I'm gonna wait a little while as well. She's always in a hurry. She did not hop up there. Like,
you guys are always so uppity with the people, man.
Oh, no, it was just like, it was just too weird. And she, you know, so then I'm watching her.
Pants, so what? When you're 70, you might be doing it too, you know?
Well, I hope I'm not doing it at the Steak and Shake.
Yeah, hopefully you're not working at Steak and Shake. Yeah.
I hope I'm not working and peeing my pants at the Steak and Shake.
Oh, shit. Oh, boy.
Yeah, so then my wife turns around and she's like all, you know, embarrassed for the lady and doesn't know what to say, you know, and I'm kind of just sitting there and then I hear the lady like, where's the bathroom? And so she walks and takes off to the bathroom.
What?
And so I go, coast is clear, honey. You can go pay now.
Wait, the old lady asked someone where the bathroom was?
Yes. Yes. The one who looks like she wet her pants already.
Lady that works there.
No, she didn't work there. She was just coming to get something. She was paying her bill.
Oh, okay.
She, like, got some take-home-a-sack or whatever they got.
Okay. So I'm not following the story. I'm
yeah, kidding. Apparently you're on drugs tonight and cannot follow a fucking thing that I'm saying.
I'm high, yeah. I'm basically, yeah, just burning one right now.
Yeah, well, you must have been burning them all day, for Christ's sake.
Okay, you're at Steak and Shake. Let's clear this up, right?
Let me get this straight, man.
Youngest people there. There's a bunch of old people.
At the Steak and Shake, and Ted Bundy is serving you. Okay.
Bundy, Chris McGlover serving you, and then there was some weird lady came up, paid her own bill, getting to go thing, and looked like she pissed or shit or both her pants.
Yes.
Okay. Now I'm clear on this. Okay, continue.
It was a total Twilight Zone-y episode of Steak and Shake.
What light?
So then my wife finally goes up there to pay because, you know, the coast was clear. She didn't have to stand behind, you know, diaper pants or whatever. And I finally get up and go up there, and she's like, where'd that lady go? I go, I think she went to the bathroom. So we finally pay and get out of there.
Stay in her dookie, probably.
Yeah, she's hosing herself off.
Oh, boy.
She came back out, she goes, I bet you think I pissed myself.
Now, that is a reference no one's going to get, yeah.
I did.
Pissed myself. Yeah.
And then I was trying to wash it out, and the water got all over.
Yeah.
That's a reference to one of our old professors who actually did piss himself while I was working with him. He didn't piss himself in front of me. He went to go to the bathroom, and he was so drunk he did not make it. And then he tried to, I don't know what he was, what the thought process was, but basically he got him, the whole front of his body wet.
I suspect he's in AA now, is what I suspect.
I would hope he's got some kind of help at this point.
He got some 12-step program going.
If he hasn't, he'd be dead, I think. Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's a prime candidate for it, I know that.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's what that reference was. So, it was just bizarre. I mean, it was just totally the weirdest visit to the Steak and Shake I've ever had, I think.
Continuing on with my thing. Wait, our teacher was there?
No, he was not there.
I was just continuing on with my incoherence.
It was his sister who...
Yeah. Shit, the sisters. Oh,
yeah,
he
was really drunk. Funny. Yeah.
That is disgusting.
Yeah, it was weird. It was a bizarre... It was a bizarre thing. It was almost kind of sad. There's like this table next to us with like this, obviously husband and wife, and then this other guy was by himself, and I'm assuming his wife was dead or something, and they were eating together for a while, and then they left him. And he only had like half of his stuff ate, and he just sat there and ate by himself.
I would come back later.
I'm looking for some chicks who wet themselves.
I'm sitting with these two young hot chicks over here, the fat one with the glasses.
There you go.
The cute one that eats fast. Let's
There you go. There you go.
Look at our man. Holy shit.
So, yeah, it was weird. It was just weird. I guess on the weeknights, there's just not as many young people at the Steak and Shake.
The Steak and Shake was an ARP discount or something?
I know. I don't know. I didn't get a discount.
Get some kind of discount if you're so old or something?
I guess
like
so. Maybe it was, you know, come and clean up at the Steak and Shake night. I don't know.
Let me tell you about Korea.
Yeah, it was interesting. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that was my week I visited an old folks' home. It just happened to be called Steak and Shake.
Steak and the Shake.
Yeah, Steak and the Shake. And Ted Bundy, Crispin Glover clone, was my attendant.
It'd be fun if he followed you guys home.
Hey, did you like everything okay? Was it okay for you? What? Yeah.
Fucking yeah.
You know, you should always tip from your heart.
Because, lady of this shit herself, I don't think I'm going to get any tip.
That's why I'm not going to get a tip from her.
I don't want to take any money from that old bitch.
Yeah, so. I'm sure she dug all her money out of her bra.
By drying her coochie with those 20s.
Nice.
Wiping her. What's your story? I don't know.
That's great.
I don't know. The hell, I wasn't there.
Well, anyway, that was my... I'm glad that I didn't see you know, the lime green pants until the end of my meal, thank goodness. So.
Yeah.
Because my Chili Mac three ways wouldn't have gone down the same.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't get Chili Mac. I'm just joking.
You enjoying the Chili Mac? Yeah. Yeah,
you like that chili? You got a little on your chin there.
Can I wipe it?
No, he wasn't getting that close to us. It was weird.
I want to wipe it across the table, please.
Yeah, I'm going to put this on a little... I'm going to put some straws together and then wipe this. So, what's going on with you?
I don't know. I want to tell a really incoherent story tonight.
Yeah, okay. I'll try not to pay attention.
Yeah, try not. I'm sorry. I was not following that story at all, man. I was like... Two plot points I missed during the whole story.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, wait, what?
Huh? What, you mean your kids weren't there? Yeah, I said we went by ourselves, for Christ's sake.
Oh, you're always, like, trailing around with your kids all the time. I swear you were just having
no, something. Not this time. That was what part of the story was.
Okay, got it, smartass. All right.
Being the oldest, you know, I don't have younger kids with me.
Yes, I got it now, man. Jeez.
Oh my God.
Fuck.
So what's your story? Let me see if I can follow this mess.
Well, yeah, don't fuck up my stories now.
Don't fuck up my story. Just because I shit all over yours like I was wearing green pants. Don't mess up mine.
I can't tell whether or not I'm foreseeing the future or not.
Probably not.
Probably not.
Yeah, probably not. I'm gonna put a guess out there. No, probably not.
I've been having a lot of dreams lately.
Oh, really?
I mean, a lot.
I had some dreams lately too, and I don't dream that often.
But I just like it seems like I have like short ones in segments, you know.
Well, yeah.
Watch like one of those collage movies, you know, where it's just like different shit happens. You know.
Did it involve Desiree and your wife or?
No, actually, no, it was none of those dreams. That's the bad part. It's like, fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck, why? Why? Can't, why?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that hasn't actually happened, but... Now, okay, so two examples. Now, I had a dream that the kids have a friend named Travis.
Yeah.
And Travis has just gotten married here a few months ago.
Oh, right, hillbilly wedding.
And I talked about that here a few months ago. And I had a dream he died.
Wow, that's weird.
And, like, everyone was okay with it, though. His family was all like, oh, yeah, we're just having some, like, beers over here in the woods.
He's lived twice as long as we figured, so that's all right.
Like, he's just going to be buried in the woods or something. We're all okay with it.
We're all okay with that.
Like, absolutely no tears at all. I'm like, oh.
We'll give him one of our family plots out in the woods.
Yeah, you know, I'm like, oh, okay. I thought that's weird, right? So I've been kind of, you know, I told my family about it for real, and they're all like, oh, you jackass.
You're jinxing him.
I know. So now I just saw the kid like 2 days ago. He's like, yeah, I'm going to be a dad.
Oh, well, see? So you were like, you were predicting the future.
Did I predict the future there?
Yeah, the death of Travis, the birth of Dad Travis.
Yeah, I don't know. So I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, okay. So now, I'm going to tell you two things that kind of come together here. Number one is I have volunteered, this is a real thing, I have volunteered to actually mow the grounds of the church and the empty lot next to it.
Oh, my. This isn't going to last. I can tell you that right now.
No. Just for the month of September. Just.
Oh, I was going to say, this is not going to happen with any frequency.
You're like, no fucking way. There's no.
You'll be like, so how many times do I have to do this before the city comes and finds us?
I mean, can I be fired from a church?
I think it's possible. This is me predicting the future.
Yeah, I mean,
Miles, can I speak to you momentarily?
Yeah. No, like, they're so desperate for help, they even...
Our church grass looks like a Bull Dyke haircut, and... it cannot be tolerated, so... Right. It looks as patchy as a mangy dog.
Yeah.
So we're going to have Hal here step in and take over the rest of September.
Yeah, so I... No, actually, they were praising me. Like, oh, yeah.
Miles, I hope you don't shave your pubic hair the way you cut the church lawn, because you'd be in a lot of agony.
Oh, my God. So I just, you know, I thought, okay, well...
I'm guessing from looking at the way you trim that your balls are hairy as hell.
This lawn looks like 70s bush.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's horrible.
That's right.
Okay, so I did it last week.
I think labeling Linda Lovelace Hill is probably inappropriate.
I didn't realize how big it was. You know, I'm like,
fuck. Yeah, well, that's yeah, because you had never heard that before.
Yeah, I know. I mean, yeah, never. I'm like, oh. And so I did it last week, and I was just, but it took about every ounce of my strength to do it all.
Yeah, I was going to say.
This is all walking. This is not like a big rider like you have at home.
Oh, really? You haven't got the zero turn?
No, this
is a... You got to put in the collection plate to get a zero turn or something.
And this is not a self-propelled one either. I mean,
oh, well, yeah.
Right, so I did it last week. So I was late doing it this week. You know, I actually missed the church service.
So it was all scraggly looking.
Yeah, I know. It was all like, you know, Tucson, Arizona or some tumbleweeds blowing in. I'm like, oh. Everyone's praising me. Oh, look at a great job. Like, I haven't even fucking mowed it yet this week. Shit, it looks like shit.
You should be like, okay, I'll just leave it. Let it go another week.
Looks like an abandoned Air Force base.
I've only got like a couple weeks to go on this, so.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, maybe they'll fire me, right?
Yeah. Well, that's what you've done with all the other jobs you've had, so.
Right. Like, sooner or later, it's going to fire me, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the setup for the dream. Okay, so the dream last night is I dreamt I was kind of back at the house I grew up in.
Okay. Yeah, the mansion. The mansion you grew up in.
The mansion, and I was in the backyard, and I was looking, and there used to be like a grade school behind the house, and actually there still is, but I saw a person walking, and like suddenly they sprouted wings.
Okay. Then they what?
They were like hovering, you know. Like,
okay, so they sprouted wings and started hovering.
That's weird. So I like went over there to check it out, but every time I got closer, this thing would fly away, get farther from me.
Yeah, well, that's probably a good reaction.
Yeah, it's like, oh, God, it's a guy that can't mow.
It's that guy.
That's a weird guy in Cavaricci's running
after. That's right. He's got his Cavaricci's mowing the grass. Oh, jeez.
I have a Cavaricci suit, you know, my sunglasses.
Next week I'm wearing a Speedo, baby.
I was telling my wife, I was like, you know, I think maybe it was supposed to be an angel or something, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. It was just kind of weird. I'm like, oh. I mean, I don't really have dreams, you know, like angels and crap, you know, stuff like that. I'm not.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, that's kind of a new dream for me. Okay, that was weird, right?
So, yeah.
Now, flashback to the first thing I was telling you about the mowing piece, right?
Right, yeah.
You know, towards the end of this, this is like a long mow thing. And, you know, towards the end, you're so tired, you just are trying to mow around stuff, mow over stuff. You don't care. You're like,
okay. Right, yeah.
And so they've got out, like, some little solar-powered nightlight.
Yeah.
Like on a stick, a metal stick, a shaft, a rod.
Okay.
If you will. And what should be on top of this but...
An angel?
Angel.
You ran over it.
No, I thought I'll just mow around it, and I thought, no, I should just lift it up and, you know, mow it and then put it back, right?
Right.
I go to lift the thing up, snap.
Oh.
The shaft breaks right in half. I'm like, son of a bitch.
Like, this hasn't happened to you every week.
Yeah, I know. Like, oh, fuck, I'm just working with half a shaft.
There you go. Man. This is ED, I'm telling you.
Damn it. I mean, all the rubbing in the world couldn't put it back together. Let me tell you.
Maybe if I just sit here and rub it a little longer.
I don't know. It was weird. I don't know.
That's
like,
weird. Okay,
wait. Is that the dream?
I think that's a little, taking a little liberties there.
Is that a stretch?
That's a stretch. That's a bit of a stretch.
Because I took it, the dream before this happened, I took it as the dream is maybe you weren't meant to catch the angel. You know, you shouldn't.
Don't touch the angel. That. Yeah, maybe it's
yeah, no, bad, yeah. No bad touches on the angel. You
yeah,
know,
don't pull on the angel. Yeah.
Oh, Chris Hansen, you know. No, Miles, sit down. You're trying. What did you bring the angel? What
yeah.
No, I don't know. I just thought that was weird. I'm like, wow. I'm having. No, no, no. I just thought, wow, that all came
so
together.
So did you tell anybody, or you just kind of try to put it back together, or?
No, you know, I did. I posted it for a little while. I'm going to take it down now, but I had a post up there about it, and then people started getting all religious with it, like, well, you're going to hell because that fallen angel like Lucifer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, whatever. Okay, I don't, you know. So I'm going to delete this here in about 2 more seconds.
But, oh, yeah, you're tired of hearing about it, huh?
You know, I didn't mean to make it like into some weird spiritual, you know, debate, you know, with people. I just said I thought it was just coincidental. You
yeah.
Know, that I just thought that. I thought, weird, that's weird.
That is weird. And but I think weird. It is coincidental. I don't think there's.
And then people got all weird with it, you know, that yeah. I'm going to hell, which I probably am anyway, but that's besides the point.
Yeah, you know. Well, you know.
Very much, that's confirmed, but, you know, I mean, yeah. What, you know, I mean, mowing grass has got to be some points in there somewhere, I think. You know?
One would think. Uh-oh, telephone. Oh,
that could be the church right now, who knows.
Oh, no, now my dogs are going crazy, too. You okay? Right. They're like, Miles, we need to replace this angel light thing we got going on here.
I don't know who the asshole was who broke the angel out here, but there would be serious consequences.
Let me tell you, you've already cost us more than you're worth, Miles.
Miles, you idiot!
That's right, Miles.
You're an idiot.
You're an idiot, Miles. You're going to hell.
Yeah.